again, here's the story. The video we will text to you. You got to see. I know people say this a lot. Like you go, you got to see this. You got to see this.
No, this guy should be dead. He should be dead.
He should be dead. And like you said, he's kind of full of crap. The way he explains it, we put his quote in the post as well. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
crash.
This is the
kind of full of crap. He's full of crap.
Yeah, Erin was pretty much triggered when she saw this video. But this is definitely a close call. Listen closely. And at the end of this clip, he talks about what happened to him.
It's okay. I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
You all right?
Dude, that sucked. Holy shit. I went under a semi-truck.
He went under a semi-truck. He went from the left-hand lane, the HOV lane, right, all the way over to the other
right shoulder.
To the right shoulder, sliding on a motorcycle. And he goes, at one point, he goes underneath the semi, and they even slow it down. You could see the tires as he's sliding underneath from the truck. That's the damnedest thing I've ever seen to walk away from. About 5 years ago here in Detroit, we had a really bad ice storm. I was driving down the freeway and a lady in front of me, and I mentioned this lady just because she actually kept going after she saw what happened. She had a big minivan, and you can't see the ice on top of the minivan.
Mm.
The whole thing shot off and hit my front windshield.
Oh.
And all I could see is, like, from me to you, it was maybe about a 2.5 foot long piece of ice. And I ducked on the freeway. I actually laid flat in the car, and I don't know how it didn't shatter the glass. It made the loudest noise. But that was a period of a couple months where we had 3 or 4 incidents like that here in Detroit where people were getting hit with sheets of ice coming off cars. But yeah, that split second when you see that ice coming at you.
When you say that, it makes me think of the woman, too, that had the big giant hunk of concrete come through her windshield.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And land in the car, and it just missed her.
I forgot about that one, yeah. That was, what, last month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, 248-398-WCSX. Ryan's in the other room waving at us. We got to grab line 2 here. This is Jim and Livonia. Go, hey, buddy, you had some close calls?
Oh, I got several of them. The first one would be when I was 16, went out with a guy on homecoming, and didn't know he drove a car like a dirt bike when he drank a little bit, and I found out. Hit a tree going 90 miles an hour. I was in a coma for 3 months. They say I died. I seen the white light. Paralyzed everything. I mean, broken back, everything. I'm perfectly fine now.
Wow.
Jim.
Birmingham Theater, when we were prepping that to get it ready for the theater, I asked the guy 5 times. I had one piece of sheet metal to grab yet. I said, I'll come down off the ladder. He's like, Jimmy, I got your ladder. I asked him 5 times. Vinny, you got my ladder. How come when I reached out to grab the sheet metal, he let go of the ladder? I fell 35 foot down the back stairwell. My honeymoon weekend. Those are just a couple of them.
Yeah, well, the reason we didn't say anything, because our mouths are agape. We're both in here just going, gah.
Did you kill Vinny for letting go of the ladder?
No, my wife almost did, because like I said, it was our honeymoon weekend.
Oh.
I came up the stairs, and it was Dream Cruise, so when I came up the stairs, I was going at him. He's like, Jimmy, he's like, what? I go, someone's got to sew my finger back on. He's like, what's wrong with your side? And I said, there's nothing wrong with my side, and I raised my arm out. And all of a sudden, I could see my elbow bone. There was like 70. They had to put like 72 stitches in my armpit.
Good God, dude! Well, we're glad you're alive. We're glad you're still around listening in the morning, man. We appreciate you, brother.
I am blessed. Hey, I listen to you guys every day. I appreciate you.